That's right. Oh, I got a frog in my throat. Yes, we've got golfers on the golf course. We are live from the links of Stony Point. And my very special giveaway Friday this afternoon is just tell everybody when you go into Sharp Facets Gallery, hey, I heard it on the radio and is broadcasting live from WCRS. And you can get two of my brand new koozies that say WCRS, and they have a special, special smooch for you on the bottom of the koozie. So go on by. Just tell them, hey, I heard it on WCRS. I heard that Ann Eller out there at WCRS is broadcasting live at the links of Stony Point, and they'll give you a couple of koozies. That's all there is to it. So how's that for a giveaway Friday? That is for this afternoon. We'll be open till 6 o'clock at Sharp Facets and from 10 to 2 tomorrow on Saturday. But we are on location out here. The skies are rather overcast. We don't know. Is it going to rain or is it not? I know when we were back in Greenwood, it was we had a quick downpour and then the sun came out, but right now it is just pretty cloudy out here. So it doesn't look bad at all. Some of the golfers are coming in off their final round, and of course there'll be lots more coming in. People are in golf carts running all over the place, the caddies, the golfers. Oh, I think I see the superintendent of schools over there, and who else do I see out here this afternoon? Well, I've seen several different people talk to some that have been volunteering out here. They said it hasn't been that bad, just a little potential for showers, but haven't had any showers yet, so it's kind of that muggy temperature. Have seen buses going back and forth from here, of course, all the way out to back to the Civic Center. If you want to come out, all you got to do is park at the Civic Center or at Burton Center. The shuttles will be running, I think, up till 6-ish. So they don't want to leave anybody behind, so you don't have to worry. If you're out here, need to get back, they'll make sure you get back. But it is the end of the second day of play. So what are you going to be able to do? Well, tomorrow the field narrows down. We go from exactly 140-plus players down to somewhere around 70. And, again, it depends on the ties as to how many more. Yesterday, gosh, what did I see? There were like 13 people tied. That's quite a big tie, folks. But and I haven't really gone over there and looked at the leaderboard yet to see who's ahead. In fact, I see a head in the way, so I can't really tell. But when we take a break, we're going to go check out the leaderboard and see who is ahead. Other things going on. I think we ought to check the weather for you and see what they're saying. Just had Sheriff Weidman just was talking to me a few minutes ago. He said, "Ann, it doesn't look like any rain is coming our way, that it's kind of skirting around." So 84 degrees out there, mostly cloudy. They say that the rain is likely around 8:45 tonight. Now, that is not bad, folks, 8:45 tonight. Wouldn't that be nice to have a few little sprinkles, a little bit of rain tonight, and then tomorrow? Be nice for the tournament. You got to come out tomorrow. That is for sure. You got to make that reservation for the Mother's Day brunch. That's right, out here at the Links of Stony Point. It is going to be running from 9 until 2. You got to make a reservation. You don't got to make a reservation, but it'd be nice so that they know how many people are going to be here. And you also can pick your time, which is nice. They're going to start around 9 o'clock and, as I said, run till 2 o'clock. Cost for the brunch is $25 for adults, $12 for those 6 to 12, and 5 and under get in for free. So there you go. That's kind of what the plan is. Mom gets in for free to go out on the golf course after eating a nice lunch out here at the Links of Stony Point in their beautiful air-conditioned tent with chandeliers and a harpist. It's really going to be nice. You're going to wish you had come if you don't. So make that plan. Pick up that phone, 942-0903. Such good stuff. All right, other things coming up. I am going to tell you about a lot of events going on this weekend. It's just nice to be out here outside. There's Jane over there. She's here marked the course when she came in for hazards and everything, and she's driving around in a golf cart that says rules. So there you go. Rules. Okay. But other than that, this is what's going on out here today. I'd like to get my list out and tell you a lot of the events going on and see who we can round up here to talk to out here at the Links of Stony Point. You don't want to miss this first-time event. It's going to be here for 10 years, but there's something about being at the first event. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. I'm Ann Eller right here broadcasting live at the Links of...
Gold! Gold! More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right here on WCRS, sitting at one of the round white tables right here next to the putting green. I have found Buddy Lee out here. Buddy Lee, how you doing today from Lee's Barbecue?
Fine, doing real good. Everybody's patronizing us and it's real nice. We're getting busy and busy every day.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think it's really neat because when the buses come in, the first thing they're going to see, well, they are going to see the signs for Stony Point, but then the first thing they're going to see is Lee's Barbecue right there on what hole are you on?
We're right between 4 and 5, and we'll fix them up and get them a good meal and get them going back around another 9.
Well, you got to do all this walking. You need some extra energy, don't you?
That's right. And everybody's been good and come by and it's like it's getting busier every day.
Sure. Well, I think the weather may have intimidated a few people, but it's not too bad out here.
Good breeze. It's a real nice day all day.
So, how are you coming on the brunch for Sunday, the Mother's Day brunch? You're going to be cooking for the brunch. Now, that's one of the three things. We've got Grits and Groceries, we've got Stony Point, and then we've got Lee's Barbecue. So, what are y'all doing for the barbecue?
We're going to have our favorite chicken, and we have a honey banana pudding and a hash and rice. It's going to be a real good meal. Turn out real good.
So, and then, of course, Grits and Groceries is doing a pork loin with sweet potato biscuits. And then the Lynx is doing, I guess we could say, the breakfast items, if I'm understanding that. So,
three vendors set up and then make everybody happy.
So you can get whatever you would like, and you can just go from station to station until you have to roll out onto the golf course, right?
There you go. Roll out there and watch these good golfers. There's some real good golfers out here. I tell you, these girls can really hit the ball.
Now, buddy, you're a golfer.
Yes. Love this course. I always have loved this course, and Mr. Milford has really got it looking the best I've ever seen in my life. It's beautiful. It makes you, when you're a member, it really makes you feel good being a member out here.
Well, I know that that the girls have been enjoying it, and of course, all the people that are enjoying getting to know the girls and everything out here. That's been quite an experience, hasn't it?
Everyone I've talked to has really enjoyed it. It's the best they've seen in a long time.
Wow, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Coming from the girls, it really is. They really like it.
And, of course, there's been some great food that's being prepared. There's been a lot of fun. And what do you think about the tent out there? That is pretty cool, isn't it?
It is. They went all out. It's a home away from home. It is real nice. They really went all out for this.
Well, I know, buddy, over there at Lee's Barbecue, you are always out there doing lots of catering and everything. So, let's see, who said the other day it's just as easy to cook for 50 as it is for 500? Is that true?
That's right. I'd rather cook for 5,000 than less. It's just as easy.
All right.
Get up at the same time.
Have to get up at the same time. Well, speaking of that, what time will you be getting up Sunday?
I'll be getting up early Sunday. It'll be way before the chickens crow.
Are you telling me they won't realize they're dead?
That's right. We have them ready. Base them up nice.
Well, that sounds great. Well, listen, Buddy Lee, thanks so much for stopping by. Good luck. And everybody needs to stop by and see you when they're out here on the course between 4 and 5.
That's right. Thank you. Praise be.
All right. Thank you so much, Buddy Lee. All right, you too. All right, well, they are gearing up. And like I said, he is out there at number between 4 and 5. You'll see him right when you come in. So make plans to stop by and have some of their barbecue. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We're going to hear South Carolina radio news, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back out here at the links of Stony Point. Little wind going on, but still not too bad. Skies are kind of gray, but it just feels, with that breeze, feels very comfortable. Did want to tell you what the leaderboard says right now. I think it is Colatin is on minus six under on hole 13. Steen is 4 under at hole number 10. Marcia Silva is 4 under, and she has finished. Kuag is 3 under, and she has finished. And Fang is 3 under and on the ninth hole. They are figuring that, what did I see, that you had to be I don't remember what I saw. Oh, I won't even try to tell you. But they're already figuring where the cuts are going to come in, but those gals are doing good, absolutely. So Colatin is number one at minus six. She was on the 13th hole. She may be on the 14th. Actually, she is minus six, and she is on the 15th hole right now. And Stein is on the fourth hole, and she has actually finished. She is 4 under, and she has actually finished. So those scores are, that's what we pretty much got. We've just got Colatin. Colatin is 6 under and is on hole 15. So she's got three more to go before she finishes. Do want to know that this is a very special giveaway Friday. I'm actually sitting out here with my pith helmet on. I didn't know whether we'd have rain or hail or whatever, so I thought I better wear my pith helmet. So when you see pictures and whatnot, you'll know why I'm wearing my pith helmet. But we do have a lot of events going on, but I do want to tell you, go by Sharp Facets Gallery. Tell them you heard it on WCRS and said I could have two of those brand new koozies that have the microphone and our address and streaming. And then on the bottom, they have a very special symbol on the bottom that you'll probably have fun with. So if you go by, you can have two. All you got to do is say, I heard Ann on WCRS. She said I could have two koozies. That is for this afternoon and tomorrow, which is Saturday. So go on by. We just got them. They really are quite fabulous, if I do say so myself. Okay, what else did I want to tell you about? I want to tell you about a lot of events going on this weekend. You know, all this week we've been so preoccupied with the golf, we forgot to say, hey, you got to go to takingroot.troybuilt.com to help Greenwood beautification, Greenwood Gardens win grants up to $12,000 and some Troy Built products too. And you can even win between $100 and $300. You can register every day at takingroot.troybuilt.com to help Greenwood win up to $12,000 in grants. So do go do that, and you can go through your Facebook login to get in. Don't have a Facebook page? Hey, I know you have grandchildren, nieces, nephews, or friends that do, so go ahead and help them win. I don't know. We're going to have Tony Abel on to tell us where we're at either this week or next week. I don't remember on the Meet Me at the Diner when things get back to normal. But go ahead and do that. Let's win this for the Greenwood Community Gardens. That's takingroot.troybuilt.com. Other things coming up, they do have the pub golf going on this afternoon in Uptown Greenwood. They'll be going on from 5:30 to 8:30. Tickets are $25 the day of the event, and you can get them at Flynn's or you can get them at the Art Center. And not to be forgotten, for all those who have who have survived cancer, who are surviving cancer, and for all of those who lost their life to cancer. You know, tonight is the big Relay for Life at the YMCA. That'll be Friday night, starting at 6 o'clock. They do this every year, and this year is no different. So make sure Relay for Life. Always great food out there, great friendship, and great camaraderie. Coming up on Saturday, the Letter Carriers Food Drive. That's right, the Letter Carriers Food Drive. You know, everybody thinks it's the post office doing this. It's not. It's the letter carriers that do this. So that'll be going on Saturday morning. Just take your non-perishable goods, pasta, canned goods, etc., and put them out by the mailbox, and the letter carriers will do the rest. Also, you know, Saturday is National Train Day. They'll be having it at the museum and the Railroad Historic Center. That'll be going on from 2 until 4. Free admission, face painting, games related to trains and tours, and the steam engine will be open, and you can even ring the bell at the train museum right there in Uptown Greenwood. Also on Saturday, they're having a very special event. It's called Bowl-A-Rama. Bowl-A-Rama. Decorate Bowl for Empty Bowls, and which is a fundraiser for the soup kitchen on Saturday at the museum from 2 to 4. Cost is $5 to decorate a bowl. Hey, that sounds like a bargain. But that'll be going on from 2 to 4 at the museum. And Donna Boasian and a couple of the other potters are going to be there helping you decorate. And then you can buy the bowl, I understand, or you can donate it to them to use for Empty Bowls, that great event that has soup for everybody in October, I believe it is. Also tomorrow, the annual Democratic Dogs and Burgers Cookout is going on from 11 to 3. That's at the Woodlawn Grange Hall, 312 Grange Road. If you've got questions, you can call Elaine Gentry, 456-7949. That's 456-7949. And that is the annual Democratic Dogs and Burgers Cookout. That'll be going on from 11 to 3. Oh. And don't forget, out there at Wesley Commons, one of the sponsors out here at the Links of Stony Point for the Symetra Tour, they are having a Mother's Day Arts and Crafts Festival. That'll be going on from 10 to 6 on Saturday, and Sunday from 10 until 4. Some fantastic artists out there, so make sure you get by there and get something nice for Mom. Speaking of nice things for Mom, how about the Mother's Day brunch out here at the Links of Stony Point? That'll be on Sunday, folks, and then Mom gets to come out on the course for free, which is a $5 value. Everybody, every other adult is $5, 12 and under are free. Now, come out here for Mother's Day. You're going to be serenaded by a harp. You're going to be in a big air-conditioned tent. You're going to have chandeliers. You're going to have the harpist. And you're going to have Grits and Groceries serving up some of their delectable, delicious wonders. You're going to have Buddy Lee with Lee's Barbecue, a tradition, serving up tradition. And then you're going to have the Links of Stony Point Bermudas. We'll be cooking up the breakfast items from, what did I hear, cheese blintzes and what else, breakfast items. What did I hear, 47 pounds of bacon. Was that right or is that too little? I don't remember. But they're going to have a lot of bacon and eggs and all that good stuff to make sure you enjoy your time out here. So why not do that today? You'll be glad you did. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, I got more to talk about, so don't you go away.
As Kitty Wells once sang,
all records ring back memories.
That's what we do on From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. Classic Country Memories, 9 to 12 Saturday morning on 1450 AM and on the internet at WCRS1450AM.net.
But all records bring back memories.
That's right, straight down the middle. I sure hope you've enjoyed what we've brought you from the Links of Stony Point. We certainly have enjoyed being out here and being part of all of the festivities and all the excitement and meeting some of the gals and hearing stories and whatnot about so many of them. I think as the weekend approaches, the final rounds will be set. Who are the final golfers? That'll be the question. And it'll all be over very shortly, and they'll know who's going to be out here Saturday and Sunday. This is going to be our last day of official broadcast out here, but I plan to be out here over the weekend, and we'll get some more sound for you, and we'll bring you more details comes Monday. Of course, there'll be information everywhere on it, because this is the biggest purse on the Symetra Tour, over $250,000. Yes, the winner of the tournament, the gal that wins, is going to win $30,000. Charities are going to be very successful out of this, because they're setting up an endowment for it. And the stories that will come out of here at the Links of Stony Point for future are going to be awesome. So this will be an event you don't want to miss, with only a $5, I'm telling you, just a $5 admission at the gate. You take the shuttle buses from the Burton Center, from the Civic Center, and from the Mount Zion Baptist Church, and just get on the bus, park your car, get on the bus, come on out. They drop you right at the front gate. What could be better than this, to be dropped right at the front gate? When you're ready to go, they have the buses lined up and just going back and forth. So there is no problem in doing this at all. They have thought of everything to make this convenient. So come on out, Saturday, Sunday. Gosh, I think, I don't know, do they tee off at 7:30? I think so, 7:30 and probably 12:30. And they'll play another 18, another 36 holes of golf. So these gals are going to be tired by the time this ends. But everybody is commenting about how nice and polite and what a genuine group of really fine young athletes these are. So come on out. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you this afternoon. Do want to remind you, 50, yes, I said 50% off all our diamond jewelry at Sharp Facets Gallery. So what do you got to do? Just come on in. We've got the sale going on through the weekend, actually through next week, but it would be great if you come by and see us. You know, whether it's Mother's Day, anniversary, engagement rings, birthdays, graduation, or just because I love you, honey, come on out and see us at Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, our diamonds are recycled. Now, what does that mean to you? It means that they are the lowest price around. We all know that recycling is important in today's world, and when you recycle diamonds, you get to buy them at the lowest price around. So which is it? You want to pay high price, or you want to pay low price and get some deals on your diamonds? Well, I hope you're going to say number two, because if that's the case, you need to come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. Ah, just too terrific. All right, right now it's about seven minutes to the top of the hour. Again, I want to remind you, this is a special giveaway Friday. We are out at the Links of Stony Point. And what am I giving away? Well, we've got these brand new, very cool koozies. Yes, that's right. And for those of you that will get to see the video, I'm going to show you the koozie right here. It's got the microphone, and then it's got these cool lips on the bottom. So make sure you check those out. You go into the store, you tell them, hey, I heard Ann on the air this afternoon. And she says, if I came by and said I heard Ann on the radio this afternoon, you're going to give me two of those brand new koozies, and we will do it. So just come on by Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. That'll be a fun thing. We'll do that today till 6 o'clock and tomorrow from 10 until 2. Just walk in the store and say, I heard it on the radio, and said I could have two koozies if I said I heard it on the radio. Which radio station? You know, WCRS right here in Greenwood. Ha! Good stuff, sure enough. Hey, we've posted some of the videos already on our YouTube channel. Go to, and a lot of the audio that we've done is also already been posted. So if you go to WCRS1450AM.net, click on the calendar, and you'll see this past week. Highlight any of those. Click on any of them. It'll either take you to the video, or it'll take you to the podcast. Either way, you'll be able to get a lot of good information about what's been going on out here at the Links of Stony Point. Whoo! I tell you what, I want to tell you about a few more events, but Andy, how about give me about a minute break here, and we'll be right back. So don't you go away. I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS Radio, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, live from the links of Stony Point.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
That's right. I'm right back here on WCRS, right here at the links of Stony Point. Let me tell you, I just went over there to the leaderboard so I could see if I could get you the where we're at now, because they were just changing it around a little bit. That's what makes this so fun. It's a constant battle out there, I'm telling you. Things are not staying the same, but let's see if I can read the board, that the last picture that I took here. Colatin is still... Well, I don't know if that's my final picture. Now that I look at it, I thought she was on 15. But maybe let's try it again here, see if I can get the absolute final picture for you as we come to the end of the show out here today. Here we go. Now there's my final picture, I think. Okay, who have we got? Colatin is at minus 6 on hole 16. Boy, she's spelling very consistently. Silva is at minus 4. She finished. Kuak is at minus 3. She finished. Alancia is minus 3, and I don't know what hole she's actually on. Feng is on minus 3, and the projected cut, that's what I wanted to tell you, is a plus 6. So these gals are way under, folks, but they're going to have over 70 gals, or at least 70 gals, depending on the ties, depends on how many will make it into the final cut. You know you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. I want to tell you what a blast it's been to be out here this week and get all these interviews and talk to a lot of different people and just hopefully bring you some of the ambiance of what's been going on out here at the links of Stony Point. Certainly hope you'll make it out here Saturday and Sunday, or Saturday or Sunday, but I certainly hope you'll get out there and enjoy it. You'll be glad you did. These are some phenomenal golfers. This is a big tournament, so come on out and enjoy it. See some of the best golfers that you'll see before they get on the LPGA. You can see them right here at the links of Stony Point. Don't forget about what? Oh, don't forget about the brunch on Sunday. And don't forget about 50% off diamonds at Sharp Facets. And don't forget, all you got to do is walk into Sharp Facets this afternoon or tomorrow and say, I want to get my two koozies from listening to Ann on the radio for Giveaway Friday. So you got two of them. Well, I tell you what, I've got maybe a treat. Let's see. Blair. Can you come here for just a second? 1 second? Are you finished? I may have a treat for you. I may just have Blair O'Neill here. Blair, boy, you're looking very very specific, very Clemson-y, shall we say, with that orange on here today.
Okay.
Yes, how you doing today?
Good. Oh, I'm doing all right.
Doing
just off the course. A long day.
Long
two days.
And how did it go today?
I shot 80 today. It was tough out there. The greens were tough. I had a lot of putts, so did a lot of good things, but had some unlucky bounces happen here and there, and then the greens were tough to putt on, so I struggled with it at least, but I don't think I'm the only one.
No, I don't think you're the only one either. Well, I tell you what, it sure is neat to have met you and had you here. What have you thought of your experience here at the links of Stony Point?
Oh, it's been wonderful here. Everyone here is so nice and friendly, and it's been a great event, so it's cool to see everyone out here excited about the tournament, and everyone's done a great job, and I know put in a lot of time and effort to put on this tournament. So it's been really awesome, especially for it being the first year.
Yeah. So do you have any lucky charms or anything? I usually try to ask this question. Do you have any lucky charms when you're going out on the course?
No, I don't. Maybe I need one. Maybe that's what I'm missing. If you have one, maybe you need to give me one.
All right. Well, listen, where do you go next?
Next, we are going to Asheville, North Carolina.
right. So that'll be fun up there. Probably a little cooler.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't even checked the weather yet, but we'll see. Every week it's a different spot, so we just kind of live week to week out here.
All right. Well, Blair O'Neill, thanks so much for talking. It's been a real treat to meet you this week.
Thanks for having me. So nice to meet you as well.
All righty. Bye-bye, Blair.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. All righty. We just talked to Blair O'Neill again. She's looking very spiffy here today, and looks like her caddy is with her here. Yes, he's carrying her pink and gray bag. How about that? She's in a yellow skirt and an orange top, and looks like her caddy was wearing an orange shirt, too. That's going to do it for us right here on WCRS. Certainly tune in, and we'll try to keep you apprised of what's going on. Monday, we will be back, of course, and tomorrow morning I'll be on the air with Trash to Treasures along a country road. That's it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.